Pihak berwenang Rusia mengatakan mereka tidak menghindari kemungkinan aksi terorisme setelah sebuah pesawat jet militer Rusia jatuh ke Laut Hitam. Dipercaya 92 penumpang dalam pesawat menuju Suriah tersebut telah terbunuh. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Michelle Rimmer. Pencarian korban masih terus berlanjut setelah sebuah pesawat penumpang Rusia mengalami kecelakaan dan jatuh ke Laut Hitam hari Minggu. Menteri Pertahanan Rusia mengatakan satu dari Tu-154 pesawat Tupolev hilang dari radar 2 menit setelah lepas landas dari Sochi, di mana pesawat tersebut berhenti untuk mengisi bahan bakar dari Moskow dalam perjalanannya menuju Suriah. Puing-puing pesawat dan paling sedikit 10 mayat korban telah ditemukan dalam jarak 10 km dari pantai Laut Hitam. Juru bicara Kementerian Pertahanan, Mayor Jenderal Igor Konashenkov, mengatakan pencarian bagi para korban lainnya dan awak pesawat masih berlangsung.
All Defense Ministry and other federal ministry rescue services are engaged in the search. The Tu-154 was carrying Russian military servicemen, the Alexandrov Orchestra, which was going to perform during New Year celebrations at our Khmeimim airbase, and 9 Russian journalists.
Pihak berwenang Rusia mengakui adanya kemungkinan serangan teror dalam kecelakaan ini. Namun, Menteri Transportasi Rusia, Maxim Sokolov, menyatakan terlalu dini untuk berspekulasi.
The investigative committee is looking into the possible reasons of the crash. Of course, an entire spectrum of causes and all possible causes which might have led to the crash are being considered, but it is too early to talk about it.
Sokolov mengatakan dalam usaha pencarian tidak ditemukan korban hidup.
We have launched a search and recovery operation. Unfortunately, we haven't found any survivors. And I, on behalf of the governmental committee, want to express my sincerest condolences to all relatives and loved ones of those who died in this crash.
Warga yang berkabung berkumpul di Moskow dengan membawa bunga dan ucapan bela sungkawa untuk menghormati para korban kecelakaan, termasuk belasan anggota paduan suara Red Army yang dalam perjalanan mereka ke konser di pangkalan militer Rusia di Suriah. Chorister Vadim Ananiev mengatakan ia seharusnya berada di pesawat tersebut, namun batal ikut karena ia membantu istrinya mengurus anaknya yang masih kecil-kecil.
My child was born, he's just a few months old. The eldest is 10 and the middle one 5. My wife just couldn't cope alone, so I asked my choir director for understanding and he agreed. As a result, I'm standing in front of you, but I was supposed to be on this flight. I was woken up by a phone call and was told what had happened. I just can't believe what's happened. We need time to comprehend it. My wife is crying, my kids don't understand. Now I just want to go to church and pray for my colleagues.
Presiden Rusia Vladimir Putin mengumumkan hari berkabung pada tanggal 26 Desember untuk menghormati para korban dan keluarga mereka.
First of all, I would like to express the most sincere condolences to the families of our citizens killed this morning in an air crash over the Black Sea. The government was asked to form a commission, which will be headed by the Transport Minister. A thorough investigation of the causes of the crash will be carried out, and everything will be done to support the families of those killed. A national day of mourning will be held in Russia tomorrow.
В России будет объявлен общенациональный траур.